Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I have heard preachers preach that a little fear is good. Preachers preach from the pulpit that a little fear is good. You see parents all the time instilling fear into their children. Don't you go out in the road? I mean, you'll get killed. Try to make them afraid of a car. Make them afraid of an animal. Make them afraid. And it starts when you're very young. The devil is on the job. He's trying to get fear into little ones. You said, well, what do? You don't tell them it's okay. No, you don't. But you must watch how you do it. There must not be any fear in what you're doing. None. I have respect for what a big rattlesnake can do. Right? I don't have one for a pet. And I don't play with snakes. But I do not have a fear of snakes. Did you hear me? I have a respect for what several tons of airplane and thousands of pounds of thrust and thunderstorms can do. Did you hear me? But I do not have a fear of flying. There's a huge difference. I said there's a huge difference. And we must teach our children properly. Show them what these things can do. But then that there's no reason to be afraid. Because God's with you. Your angels are with you. Right? Amen. And if we'll be led by the Spirit and stay in faith, He will keep us. He'll protect us. Right? No fear. No fear. No fear. Because we're going to get into later on, the Bible says your fears will come on you. Fear is a perverted form of faith. When you yield to fear, you're actually believing for that bad thing to happen to you. We must not do this. We must not open the doors to the devil and invite him to do things in our life. That's why we must be fear-free. You know, it's sad. You can see out on the road, teenagers and girls and boys just beginning to drive. They have no respect. Many of them, for what thousands of pounds a vehicle at 80 miles an hour can do. They have no concept. So much of it's ignorance. And it's because they weren't taught. They're not taught. We must teach our children the responsibilities. We must teach what this is. This is not just a toy. Look at what this is. Come to appreciate it. Come to respect it. Come to understand it, but never, ever fear it. Does that make sense, friends? Never, ever fear. Now, look with me, having said this and stated this, look with me in the book of Romans, the 13th chapter. Is this okay this morning? We're laying a foundation, so we're moving slowly and carefully. But you know how we do. We get the steam built up. Look out. Once we get moving. Romans, the 13th chapter. You'll see how this operates. Romans 13 and 1. Romans 13, 1. He said, let every soul be subject to the higher powers. That's the word authority. For there is no power or authority but of God. The powers or authorities that be are ordained of God. Whoever therefore resists the authority, resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Now that word is also translated condemnation. Verse 3, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to what? To evil. Now, go over that again slowly. Rulers, people in authority. Now, this covers everybody from the president to the highway patrol. Right? To the sheriff, to whoever. They are not a terror to good works, but to evil. I mean, if you see blue lights flashing in your rearview mirror, if you feel fear, why? Why would you feel fear? If you never speed, you know everything on your cars to code, you know you got the right paperwork, there are no outstanding things against you, or warrants for your arrest, right? Why should you be afraid? Right? But if you know, you've been ripping down the road, right? You slid around the last three corners and exceeding the legal limit by 30 miles an hour, then that's why you know, uh-oh. He goes on to say, will you then what? Will you not be afraid? Do you desire to not be afraid of the authority? Then what? Do what's good. Do what's right, and you'll have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. Do you know that our people in positions of authority are called the ministers of God? Our policemen, our firemen, our National Guard, our military. Do you know they're ministers? A lot of people don't think like this, but they are. Ministers of God to thee for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid. For he bears not the sword or the ticket book in vain. He's the minister of God, a revenger to exercise wrath upon them that do evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject to the authorities, he started talking about, not only for wrath or punishment, but also for conscience sake. Now see, we're seeing the root and the source of fear. We saw the beginning of it, and we see the core of it. What is the core of it? A sense of having done wrong and then deserving some form of punishment or penalty. And if you know you've done wrong, then you're afraid of what's going to happen next. But if you know you haven't done wrong, then that cause is removed. Amen. Let me give you some personal examples. When I was in high school, I did pretty good in school and had extra time for mischief. And we pulled off a few pranks. And so there were some times when the word would come to the class for me to go to the office to see the principal. And oh boy, I did not go in confidence. Because as I'm going down the hall, I'm thinking, wonder what it's for. Reckon it's for this? Wonder if they found out about that. Boy, I hope they don't tell my daddy. And I had some fear. I had some intimidation and some fear. Because I knew I'd done some things. I'll just give you a real quick example here. Myself and three of my cohorts were in study hall, not studying. And one of my friends had made this thing out of a hairpin to shoot spit wads. And he was shooting them at some girl on the other table. And we all were very highly amused. And it got out of his hand. The whole pin flipped out of his hand and sailed up and hit the study hall teacher in the eyebrow. Wow. And so she was not pleased. And she came and she said, who did it? Because she saw what table it came from. Well, we're all the four musketeers. I mean, you know, we don't rat on each other. And so nobody would tell. So she sent us all to the office. And on the way to the office, it was a really pretty day outside. Yeah, you know what's coming, don't you? And actually the guy who did the deed, he said, my car is right around the corner. Let's go to the pool hall. And we thought that was a great idea. So we went to the pool hall and had a great day. And so shortly after that, we were all summoned to the office again. I had some fear. Right? Why? Because we broke some rules. Right? I'm guilty. And because I'm guilty, the pay for breaking the rules is punishment. And so I know that. Well, now, fast forward a few years. I was in Bible school. Things are different. I've grown up a little bit. And I got called to the office. My name was on the roster. It comes to see the dean. I went to the office, but I had not one fear. In fact, this is what I'm thinking. Maybe somebody left some money for me. That's right. To pay off my tuition. That's what I'm thinking. Because I knew I was not aware of anything I had done wrong. I was there to train for the ministry. I was not pulling tricks. I wasn't doing anything goofy. I had no reason to think that I'm in trouble. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Completely different scenario. Why? One, I was guilty and I knew I was. The other one, I was not. So when I'm not guilty, am I expecting punishment?
No.
What am I expecting? Blessing. Right? Before the year was out, I had several good things happen for me. Glory to God. Now, friend, do you see those simple things? Expectation of bad versus expectation of good. See, some people, they don't understand us. Because we talk about, we're expecting for this to happen. I'm expecting to get a big boat. They think, what is wrong with you? Well, you think you deserve a big boat. Ain't about deserving, it's because God is good.
Amen.
You sorry rascal, you old sinner, saved by grace, you ought to be thankful just to have a bite to eat. I am thankful for that too. But I believe I can have any blessing.
Yes.
Why? Because I'm so perfect? Of course not. Because I've done everything right? No. Because someone has made me worthy. Someone has made me right. Someone has made me innocent. Therefore, I can fully and confidently expect the best things in the world to happen to me. Why? No reason to fear. Every reason to expect good.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Source of Fear, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803A. That's R803A, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.